podcast features a short biography about a famous Italian mathematician, Giovanni Civa. Please note that Civa is spelled C-E-V-A. It is the German pronunciation. Close your eyes and imagine a triangle. It can be scalene, equilateral, or isosceles. Any triangle has three line segments that can be constructed from a vertex to the opposite side. Two of these line segments will always share an intersection point. But when will all three share one intersection point? In other words, when will all three line segments be concurrent? The intersection point of these two lines is trivial. However, the intersection point of these three lines is unique. Italian mathematician Giovanni Civa put forth a theorem stating criteria for when these three line segments are concurrent. And this is what is known as Civa's theorem. Let me first tell you some background information on Civa. He was born in Milan, Italy, in the mid-1600s. He received his education at a Jesuit college in Milan, and then continued his studies at the University of Pisa. After studying at the University of Pisa, Civa moved back to Milan, where he continued to study geometry. Civa is best known for proving his own theorem, but he also rediscovered another. In 1678, Civa published his most notable work. His famous theorem, known as Civa's theorem, was published in this, as well as the theorem he rediscovered, Menelaus's theorem. Civa published several other mathematical works in the late 17th century and early 18th century, and he later died in 1734. One interesting fact about Civa's family, his brother, Tommaso Civa, was also a well-known poet and mathematician. Looks like they inherited some smart genes. Civa's theorem is as follows. Let triangle ABC have a point X on BC, Y on CA, and a point Z on AB. If the lines AX, BY, and CZ are concurrent, then the following ratio is true. AZ over ZB times BX over XC times CY over YA equals 1. These lines became known as Civians, named after Giovanni Civa, of course. Civa's theorem can be proved by using similar triangles and can be illustrated by using computer software like the Geometer Sketchpad. Civa's theorem is important because it's used to prove other mathematical theorems. For example, Civa's theorem is used to prove three geometric results, the medians, altitudes, and interior angle bisectors of any triangle are always concurrent. Just as a quick review, in case you've forgotten some basic geometry terms, medians are the line segments from a vertex to the midpoint of the opposite side. Altitudes are the line segments from a vertex that is perpendicular to the opposite side. And interior angle bisectors are the line segments that equally split an angle. Although there's no research on the development of Civa's theorem, it can be assumed that Civa used mathematical work from his predecessors. Ancient Greek mathematicians like Thales of Miletus, Pythagoras, and Hippocrates of Chios were some of the first to undertake the study of geometry. In addition, Greek mathematician Pappus of Alexandria is credited for studying projective geometry. Furthermore, the work of Greek mathematician Euclid greatly influenced the development of geometry and soon became the fundamental principles of Euclidean geometry. Civa's mathematical contributions survive after 300 years because of his well-known theorem. His contributions were significant and continued the development of projective geometry. Civa's theorem is still widely studied in geometry courses today, and it is considered to be one of the great theorems of mathematics. Now that you've heard about Giovanni Chiva and his accomplishments, you are ready to begin your famous mathematician's project. Please log on to our class wiki page and choose a famous mathematician for you and your partner. You are to research the mathematician's life and accomplishments and post the information on your wiki page. Check out the site for detailed instructions and additional homework.